Good afternoon, Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Wyoming Noon Market Report. Six major commodity groups, including the National Association of Wheat Growers, Barley Growers, and Corn Growers Associations, are asking the U.S. International Trade Commission to reject a petition from Corteva Agriscience to impose anti-dumping and countervailing duties on 2,4-D imports from China and India. A letter signed by the trade groups representing farmers said this petition could result in herbicide shortages and increased costs for farmers. Well, after losing $13 to $16 over the last 30 days, the cattle futures have finally found a rally here over the past week. Seasonally, the fundamental factors remain positive, but record heavy carcass weights for this time of year have resulted in fed beef production that's at or above year-ago levels. That's kept a lid on the beef complex at a time frame when it should be moving higher. Longer term, beef prices at retail are at levels that indicate beef demand remains historically strong, leaving ample margin in the system for cattle values to continue to be well supported. And there's likely an AI clinic coming to a county near you. This week in Thermopolis, UW Extension is hosting a three-day clinic at the Hot Springs County Fairgrounds. Then on May 9th in Campbell and Fremont counties, extension specialists are holding AI workshops from 4 to 7 p.m. The workshops will then be followed in June by breeding days where participants will inseminate cattle under the instructor's guidance. That event is geared towards youth but open to participants of all ages. But wait, there's more. UW Extension will host an AI school at the Uinta County Extension Office in Evanston May 13th through the 15th. Register for $150 by May 1st.
Stiller, Architect, True North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8102. The Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th, Glendive Livestock.
You've made the right decision to power your herd with registered Angus bulls. Now claim your competitive edge with Angus Link programs. Last year, premiums averaged $21 per hundredweight, so enroll today in Angus Link's Angus Verified and the Genetic Merit Scorecard to get paid more on sale day. Simply call 816-383-5100. That's 816-383-5100 and ask for Angus Link.
The Wyoming Stock Growers Land Trust has partnered with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation to conserve 1,200 acres of the Jameson's Fishhook Ranch near Riverside in Carbon County. The Jameson family wants to ensure their ranch stays intact, maintaining the integrity of the productive agricultural land and wildlife habitat amid development pressure in the valley. Homesteaded in the late 1880s, the ranch has been used for livestock and hay production and lies in the heart of the Platte Valley Mule Deer Initiative area and within the greater sage-grouse core area. The easement brings the total number of protected acres in Wyoming up to 298,000. And invasive annual grasses Ventanata and Medusa Head have become more prevalent in Wyoming in recent years. Both species pose a considerable threat to Wyoming rangelands with negative impacts on forage quality, wildlife habitat, biodiversity, and fire cycles. Ventanata populations have been identified in Sheridan, Campbell, Crook, Johnson, Converse, and Northern Albany counties, and Medusa Head has been found in Sheridan and Converse counties, with all known populations in Converse County treated last year. Containment zones have been established in northeast Wyoming with an early detection rapid response framework for both species. If you think you might have either Medusa Head or Ventanata on your place, bring a photo or a sample that's in a plastic bag to your local weed and pest or extension office.
2 p.m., April 29th, Bear Paw Livestock. Bulls J5 Red sells 45 registered yearling Red Angus bulls and 25 homegrown commercial heifers with guest consigner Klingemann Red Angus. Bulls J5 develops their cattle at the ranch, ensuring their disposition and structure. These bulls are range-ready and balanced for your herd. Featuring sons and daughters of Beaver Stock Market, Becton Scamp, and Beaver Franchise. April 29th at Bear Paw Livestock in Chinook. Visit bullsj5reds.com or find them on Facebook.
This branding season, let Western Ranch Supply lend a helping hand with one of our popular calf tables. We carry a full selection from industry leaders like Cow Country, Filson, Foremost, MSF, Prefert, and Rupp. From traditional to hydraulic, these calf tables are tough and durable, not to mention easy to use for both operators and safe for your calves. Stop by our stores in Billings or Great Falls or visit WesternRanchSupply.com. Western Ranch Supply, your branding headquarters.
The cattle futures really focused on the bullish aspects of Friday's cattle on feed report. The placement numbers came in below expectations, down 12% from last year. Marketings were bearish, though, down 14% from a year ago. Still, though, total inventory less than expected at just 1% above a year ago. Futures took the bit in their teeth and ran upwards with that information. May feeder cattle up $3.60 at $245.60. August feeders up $5.27 at $258.77. In the live cattle, the June contract up $2.45 at $178.12. August live cattle up $3.17 at $176.72. The cash trade not as optimistic, steady to a dollar lower last week with live sales $181 to $184, dress trade $292 to $294. The cow and bull market continues to stay strong, and in Torrington on Friday, cows and bulls brought about the same price. $130 to $142 got most of them regardless of sex. Some of the lean cows from 120 to 155, a market top on the cows at 155. Start to test that pair market more. Heifer pairs in Torrington from 2960 to 3000. Mid-age pairs 2600 to 2650. In St. Ange, the 5-weight steers sold from 315 to 335. 6-weights 286 to $3. Heifers making up the majority of the offering with 5-weights 297 to 320, light 6-weight heifers 284 to $3, 650 to 750-pound heifers from 263 to 277.
Private treaty sales are now open at Bar F. Angus. Jason and Ronnie Bullinger of Jordan are offering 35 registered Black Angus bulls focused on structure, longevity, and disposition. Sons and grandsons of Vermilion Spur, over a dozen Flush Brothers of Sitz Incentive 704, and several Cavanese bulls. Stop by the ranch to view anytime. Bar F. Angus offers volume discounts, first season guarantee, and free delivery within 300 miles. Catalog at barfangus.com or call Jason 406-690-8344.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an agro-liquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Well, if you're seeding any wheat today, you're going to like how we wrap up today's report. A sharply higher wheat market to start the new week. Weather concerns contributing to the rise with a lot of focus on areas of Europe and the Black Sea region that remain hot and dry. Certainly a lot of U.S. wheat country could use some more moisture as well. Likely some spillover support from soybeans, where a slow harvest in South America is lending support to U.S. prices. Soybeans for May up 13 cents today at 11.63. But winter wheat, the upside leader, the May soft red wheat up 22.5 at 5.72. KC hard red winter wheat for May up 19 cents today at $6 even. September at 6.14 up 20.75. In the spring wheat, the May contract a dime higher at 657, September at 672, up 10.75, and corn for the month of May up 5.5 cents today at 439. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.